大家打开《使徒行传》第十三章。
Please open your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 13.
我们继续在思想《使徒行传》，我们来到第十三章第四十二节。
As we continue to study the book of Acts, we have arrived at Acts chapter 13, verse 42.
让我先读一遍。使徒行传十三章四十二节说，他们出会堂的时候，众人请他们到下安息日再讲这话给他们听。散会以后，犹太人和进犹太教的人多有跟从保罗、巴拿巴的，二人对他们讲道，劝他们勿要恒久在神的恩中。到下安息日喝成的人几乎都来聚集，要听神的道。但犹太人看见人这样说，就满心嫉妒，应过保罗所说的话，并且毁谤。保罗和巴拉巴犯党说，神的道先讲给你们原是应当的，只因你们弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去，因为主曾这样吩咐我们说，我已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩直到地极。外邦人听见这话就欢喜了，赞美神的道。凡预定得永生的人都信了，于是主的道传遍了那一带地方。但犹太人挑唆进前进尊贵的妇人和城内有名望的人，逼迫保罗、巴拿巴将他们赶出境外。二人对着众人跺下脚上的尘土，就往以哥念去了。门徒满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。
Acts chapter 13, verse 42. As they went out, the people begged that these things might be told them the next Sabbath. And after the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who, as they spoke with them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. The next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began to contradict what was spoken by Paul, reviling him. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you, since you trust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region. But the Jews incited the devout women of high standing and the leading men of the city, stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and drove them out of their district. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
当我们传讲主耶稣的福音的时候，我们会有什么样的反应呢？
As we preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus, what sort of response do we get?
当然有些人会信。
Of course, some people believe.
也有一些人反对。
There are some people who reject.
但是最重要，我们要问自己，我们传的是什么样的福音？
But the most important thing to ask ourselves is, what sort of gospel are we sharing?
今天我们要传讲一个福音让人家很喜欢的呢，还是传讲一个纯正的福音？
Today, are we preaching a gospel that people like to hear, or are we preaching the pure gospel?
你所传讲的福音是不是主耶稣所传讲的福音？
Is the gospel that you preach that the same as Jesus?
今天很多人传福音的时候说，只要你信耶稣，耶稣就会使你成功。
And today, many people share the gospel and say, as long as you believe in Jesus, He will grant you success.
如果相信耶稣，耶稣会医治你。
If you believe in Jesus, He will heal you.
如果你相信耶稣，你就会发财。
And if you believe in him, you will prosper.
当然我们相信耶稣，耶稣会祝福我们。
Of course, when we believe in Jesus, he will bless us.
但是主耶稣没有告诉你说，在这个世上你一定会发财，一定得医治，也不会一定成功。
But Jesus did not promise that you will be healed or prosper or be successful in this life.
我们要问主耶稣拯救我们是从哪里拯救我们？
We want to ask from what did Jesus save us?
是从罪恶当中。
It is from sin.
神从他的审判当中把我们拯救出来。
And God saved us from his judgment.
所以我们传讲的福音是怎么样的福音呢？
So what kind of gospel are we preaching?
我们传的是不是主耶稣所讲的福音呢？
Is the gospel that we preach that was which was preached by Jesus?
还是今天的人所要听的福音？
Or is it the gospel that people would want to hear?
今天我们传讲的福音到底是不是纯正的福音？是不是能够拯救人的福音？
Is the gospel that we preach the pure gospel that saves?
很多人今天所传讲的福音是让你感觉到舒服，让你感觉到成功，让你感觉到你能够这个闯出一番事业。
Many people preach a gospel today to let you feel that you will be successful, let you feel good, or to let you want to be ambitious in your career.
如果你信耶稣是因为他能够使我发财，请问这样的信他有没有得救？
If the Jesus whom you believe in is the one who will grant you prosperity, what kind of faith is this? Is it saving faith?
这样的信心能够拯救他吗？他信他能够发财。
And if you believe in order to be prosperous, would this kind of faith save you?
他信他能够得救。
And believing that Jesus will be, believing that he will be saved.
从哪里得救出来呢？
From saved from what?
从贫穷中。
Saved from poverty.
从这个病痛当中。
Saved from illness.
所以如果你这样相信呢，请问你相信的是不是纯正的福音呢？
If that is what you believe, are you believing in the pure gospel?
什么叫做纯正的福音？
What is the pure and true gospel?
如果你看圣经的话，你很清楚看到圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
If you read the Bible, it says clearly that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
而且他说原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些阻挡真理的人。
And the book of Romans also tells us that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth.
所以你必须要讲到罪，你必须要讲到审判。
So you must talk about sin, you must talk about judgment.
你一定要讲到神的愤怒。
And you must talk about the wrath of God.
而且当然大家很熟悉的这个约翰三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。为什么呢？那些信的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了。
Of course, we are all familiar with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. But whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
所以今天我们传讲福音的时候，你有没有讲到罪？
So when we preach the gospel today, do you preach about sin?
啊，很多时候我们不讲罪，我们不讲神的愤怒，我们不讲神的审判。
Very often we avoid sin, we avoid talking about God's anger, we avoid talking about His judgment.
我记得我跟我的好朋友传福音。
I remember I was preaching to my good friend.
啊，很多年我一直不断地向他传福音，他一直不信。
And I kept sharing the gospel for many years with my good friend.
他说我要传一个好消息，这个好消息是神拯救你，你得很多好处。他说我不需要好处，我也不需要拯救，我不相信你的福音。
And I kept telling him that I have good news for you, and God wants to save you, but he replied, I do not see a need for God's salvation, I do not believe.
为什么他没有看到这个救恩的宝贵呢？
Why did he not see the preciousness of salvation?
因为他不知道他在罪中。
Because he does not know that he is in sin.
他不知道他不要将来要面对神的审判。
He does not know that he is facing God's judgment in the future.
他不知道这个地狱的危险。
He does not know the dangers of hell.
所以他不需要真理，他不需要得救，他根本不需要好消息。
So he sees no need for salvation or for the truth or for good news.
所以呢，我们发现呢，如果你传讲耶稣基督的福音，他必须要告诉你他从哪里拯救我们出来。
So if you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, You must remember where is He saving us from.
他是神是创造我们的神。
God is the God who created us.
我们是他的创造，被他们创，被神创造的。
And we are the creatures.
他拥有我们。
He owns us.
因为他创造我们。
Because He created us.
他创造我们有一个目的。
And He created us for a purpose.
我们必须要按照这个目的来活。
And we must live according to this purpose.
他是圣洁的，所以我们必须要圣洁。
Because He is holy, we must be holy.
他是慈爱的，所以我们必须要慈爱。
Because He is full of mercy and love, so should we.
所以我们的一生呢，都是围绕着神，按照他的旨意来过生命。
So our lives ought to be centered around God's will and live according to His will.
但是呢，今天的人没有按照这个神本的福音来讲。
But today's people do not preach a God-centered gospel.
他今天能信耶稣是什么？我信耶稣，因为耶稣能够帮助我。
Today, many people believe in Jesus because they want Jesus to help them.
我信耶稣，因为他能够医治我。
I believe in Jesus because He can heal me.
我信耶稣，因为他可以有好处。
I believe in Jesus because He gives me benefit.
如果你这样信，请问你没有真正相信耶稣？
If that's what you believe, have you truly believed in Jesus?
如果你这样信耶稣，我告诉你，你还没有得救。
If that's how you believe in Jesus, let me tell you, you're not saved.
这个不是圣经里面的福音。
Because this is not the gospel of the Bible.
这个不是耶稣所传讲的福音。
This is not the gospel that Jesus preached.
耶稣所传讲的福音说，你们要悔改，天国已经近了。
The gospel that Jesus preached is you must repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
为什么要悔改？
Why do we need to repent?
因为你身在罪中。
Because you are in sin.
你在罪中你竟然不肯悔改，这个就是你的罪。
If you are in sin and you refuse to repent, that shows how sinful you are.
很多人说我哪里有罪，我又不杀人，我又放火。
Some people or many people say I have no sin because I have never killed a person.
我说很简单。
I say that's simple.
如果你有孩子。
If you have children,
你把孩子养大
and you raise your children,
你给他吃，给他穿，给他受教育
you provide for your children and provide for their food and education,
他长大之后他不认你
when they grow up and they refuse to acknowledge you,
啊，请问这个是不是罪？
Is that sin?
啊，我跟家老人家讲，肯定这个是罪。
And the older folks will definitely agree that that is sin.
他的一生都是我辛辛苦苦把他养大，他怎么可以不认我呢？
I provided for his whole life and I raised him. How can he not acknowledge me now?
这个叫不孝。
This is being unfilial.
所以我说你这样你就明白神创造你，神给你一切，但是你说我管他是谁，我要怎么样活就怎么样活，请问这个有没有罪？
And so you understand that God created you and gave you everything, but you ignore him and live as you please, is that sin?
你不承认你的父母是罪，你不承认天上的父亲，创造你的父亲，那个是更大的罪。
If you do not acknowledge your parents and that amounts to sin, then it is a greater sin when you do not acknowledge the God who created you.
当我们活自己活过我们自己喜欢的生活，我不管创造我的主怎么说，你就是以自我为中心，是人本的这个福音。
When you live as you please and you ignore the God who created you, then you are living a self-centered life.
所以主耶稣来的时候说要悔改，天国近了。你必须要悔改，因为你不可以为自己而活，你应该为主而活。
Therefore, when Jesus came, he said that you must repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. You cannot live for yourself, but you must live for the Lord Jesus.
因为他是你的创造主。
Because he is the Lord who created you.
所以你必须要按他的旨意而活，而不是为自己而活。
Therefore, you must live according to his will and not your own.
所以我们传福音是说，你应该离开罪恶，你不要再为自己活，你现在应该为主而活。
So when we preach the gospel, we should tell the person, you should stop living for yourself, you must repent and live for the Lord.
好了，你要跟一个人传福音说你有罪，你要面对神，你要面对审判，你好不很容易，容不容易传福音啊？
And now you are going to share the gospel with the person, and you tell the person that you are a sinner, you need to repent, you are going to face judgment from God. Is that easy to preach?
其实这个是一个很难传讲的福音。
Actually, this gospel is difficult to share.
啊，其实我们在美国的院长写了一本书叫做It's hard to believe, 是非常的，不是非常，根本不可能相信的福音。
And the president of the seminary we went to in America wrote a book that is entitled It is hard to believe. In fact, it is impossible to believe.
你要相信这样的神根本很难。
If you want to believe in such a God, it is difficult.
如果你有来我们星期二晚上，星期二晚上的这个罗马书的这个查经班，你就知道。
If you have been attending the Romans Bible study class on Tuesday nights, you will know.
我们当中有一个男人，我不敢叫他弟兄，我不大肯定他是弟兄。
There is a man in our midst whom I dare not call a brother.
因为他每一次讲上完课，他就会举手，他就会问问题。
Because every time after the lesson, he would ask questions.
他问的问题呢，你仔细听了，那个问题他根本就不能够解决。他问很多神学问题，但是他自己纠缠不清，不能够胜过。他已经大到这个天花板，他就想不通了。
And if you listen carefully to his questions, he is being ensnared by what he's thinking, and he cannot get out of it.
用人的思想，他根本不可能相信。
Because if you try and use human wisdom, you cannot believe.
我告诉你，只有一个可能，就是我们不断的为他祷告，让他能够信。
And there is only one thing that we can do is to pray for this gentleman that he might believe.
我告诉你，事实是今天的人 cannot handle the truth, 不能够面对事实。
Let me tell you the truth. Today's people cannot handle the truth.
我们不能够，很多主耶稣讲传讲的真理，那是我们不能够接受的。
There are many, many truths that the Lord Jesus preached which we cannot accept.
你记得主耶稣传讲，主耶稣说我是生命的粮。
Remember that Jesus said that I am the bread of life.
那么他讲说你们要吃我的肉喝我的血，你们有听过这个主教导吗？
And Jesus said you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. Have you heard of this before?
门徒听见了，他说这样话这个这么难，谁能够听呢？
And the disciples after they heard Jesus responded, who can believe in such a difficult saying?
主耶稣为什么你要讲说要吃我的肉喝我的血？你知道犹太人不喝血的，你偏偏要说要喝血，不但喝血要喝你的血。
And the disciples would be thinking, Lord Jesus, do you know that the Jews would not consume blood? And you talk about drinking blood and it is your blood?
所以主耶稣在那边讲，为什么你讲这么难？这么难的东西谁能够信呢？
And so they were thinking, why do you preach something so difficult to believe?
那么主耶稣说，主耶稣问他们，你们也厌弃我吗？你们也要走吗？
And Jesus asked them, do you desert me too?
所以你会发现这些主耶稣所教的东西很难很难明白。
And you will realize that the things that Jesus taught about is difficult to understand.
你记得主耶稣有一次跟一个有钱的官。
And Jesus also spoke with a rich young ruler.
他说那个官说我要做什么才能够得救。
And the rich young ruler asked, what must I do in order to be saved?
主耶稣告诉他你要变卖一切所有的来跟从我。
And Jesus replied, you must sell everything and follow me.
那么这个人就忧忧愁愁走了。
And this person left dejected.
为什么呢？因为他看他的钱重要过看救恩。
Because he valued his money more than salvation.
那么有人问主耶稣，这样谁能得救呢？
So some people ask Jesus, so who can be saved?
主耶稣说，骆驼穿过针的眼比这个财主进天国还要容易。
And Jesus replied that it is easier for a camel to go through the needle of an eye than for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven.
你知道我们在去年去以色列。
Last year we went to Israel.
就有人讲，哎呀，你看到这个一个小门吗？这个门叫做骆驼的眼，这个灯的眼。
And so there are people who say, can you look at this small little gate? This small little gate is known as the needle's eye.
所以骆驼要进去很难，它要跪下来爬过去才可以。
And so, if the camel were to go through the needle of the eye, it means that the camel must squeeze through that little gate.
如果你仔细读这段经文，上下文你看清楚解经的话，那告诉你，它答案是不可能。
If you read that passage carefully in its context, the answer is impossible.
财主要信耶稣很难，不是很难，而是不可能。
For the rich to believe in Jesus is difficult, and not just difficult, it is impossible.
所以主耶稣说的这句话，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
And so Jesus said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
所以不要强解那段圣经，骆驼是睁着眼就是睁着眼，骆驼这么大只怎么经过睁着眼？不是那个门叫做睁着眼，是不可能。
So we should not try to reinterpret the text and say that it is referring to a gate, because when it's talking about the eye of the needle, it's talking about the eye of the needle, and for a camel to squeeze through the eye of the needle is impossible.
所以那个答案是什么呢？神的话，神的福音很难相信，是绝对不可以相信的。
So the answer is, not only is God's word difficult to believe, it is impossible to believe.
为什么我会把这个睁着眼形容成一个门？因为我要把神的话弄得容易让人家听。
And some people interpret the eye of the needle to refer to a small gate.That is actually trying to make it easier for people to believe.
当你改了神的话，你就不是在传讲神的话。
But when you change God's word, you are not preaching God's word.
我再问大家另外一个问题。
Let me ask you another question.
你记得尼哥底母的故事吗？
Remember the story of Nicodemus?
主耶稣说有一个法利赛人晚上去见耶稣。
And this Pharisee came in the middle of the night.To look for Jesus.
那么在他才传耶稣是说，你人必须要重生才能够见神的国。
And Jesus told him that a man must be born again in order to see the kingdom of heaven.
那么这个尼哥底母说，怎么可能？我这么老了，怎么可以进去妈妈的肚子里面再生一次呢？
And Nicodemus' reply was, How can a grown man like me re-enter the mother's womb and be born again?
主耶稣怎么回答他？
What did Jesus say?
主耶稣说。说什么呢？他说：“人若不从水和圣灵生，就没有人能够进神的国。”
And Jesus replied that unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
那么风随自己的意思吹。
And the wind blows as it wishes.
你听到风的响声，却不知道它从哪里来往哪里去。
You can hear the sound of the wind, but you know not where it comes from nor where it goes.
所以尼哥底母问主耶稣：“怎么样才得救？”
So Nicodemus asked Jesus, How then can I be saved?
怎么样能够进天国?
How can I enter the kingdom of heaven?
耶稣说要重生才能够进天国。
And Jesus said, You must be born again.
他说怎么可以重生呢?
And Nicodemus asked how to be born again.
什么叫重生呢?
What does it mean to be born again?
重生就是要从圣灵跟水的生。
To be born again means to be born of the Holy Spirit and water.
这样怎么样从圣灵而生呢?
How to be born of the Holy Spirit?
耶稣的回答是风随自己的意思吹，就是说你根本不能做什么，圣灵要怎么样就怎么样。
And when Jesus said the wind blows where it wishes, what that means is you can't do anything about it. Whatever the Holy Spirit does is by His own will.
你读完整段之后，我问你一个问题：尼哥底母应该做什么才能够得救
？And after you read the whole passage, I ask you a question: What must Nicodemus do to be saved?
我告诉你，答案是不能。
Let me tell you, the answer is he cannot do anything.
得救不是在乎我们。
Salvation is not of our own.
我讲这些例子是告诉你，神的话有时候很难明白。
I'm telling you all these examples in order to show you that sometimes God's word is difficult to understand.
当我们很难明白的时候，请问你要做什么？
When you find that it is difficult to understand, what must you do?
请问你应该怎么样来解释，来传讲这个福音？
How do you explain and preach this gospel?
让我再给你多一个例子，请你打开马太福音第十章。
Let me give you one more example. Please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 10.
我们要看三十四节。
And we will read verse 34.
马太福音第十章三十四节说：“你们不要想我来是叫天下地下太平。”我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。因为我来是要叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是家里的人。爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。不背起他的十字架跟从我的，不配做我的门徒。我们就读到这里。
Matthew 10:34, Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
主耶稣在这边讲什么？
What was the Lord Jesus saying about?
他主耶稣说，你信我之后呢，你跟你家人就有出现问题了。
Jesus is saying, after you believe in me, you will have a conflict with your family.
父亲与儿子生疏。
A man against his father.
母亲与女儿生疏。
A daughter against her mother.
媳妇与婆婆生疏。
A daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
你的家里的人变成你的仇敌。
And your own household will become your enemy.
主耶稣在讲什么？
What was Jesus saying?
当你信主之后呢，你里面有神的生命。
After you believe in Jesus, in you lives that there will be God's life.
但是在你家人还没有信主的人，他的生命跟你的生命是不一样的。
But your family members who do not believe in Jesus have a different life as yours.
结果你有自己的生命，你有自己的价值观。
And you have your own life and your own worldview.
但是你家人没有，所以你们不断的争执。
But your family lacks that, so there will be conflict.
不断的打仗。
There will be war.
他说这个战争很难打。
And such a battle is difficult to fight.
我们在这边信主的人，你知道，你从不信主的家庭信主，你就知道这个不断的征战。
And those of us here who believe in the Lord but have unbelieving family members will understand that there is a constant battle.
但是主说，如果你爱父母过于爱我的，不配做门徒，你不能够信主。
And Jesus said, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
如果你爱你的儿女过于我，不配做我的门徒。
Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy.
如果你爱自己的生命爱多过爱我，你不配做我的门徒。
If you love your life more than Jesus, you are not worthy of him.
你必须要背起十字架，就是你 willing to die. 你背当时候十字架对他们来讲就是死刑。
And you must be willing to carry your cross, which means you must be willing to die.
所以你怎么样传这个福音？
So how do you preach this gospel?
你告诉他，你要死了才信耶稣，你不死你不可以信耶稣。
You must tell the person you have to die in order to believe in Jesus.
所以怎么样传讲这个福音？
How do we share such a gospel?
所以弟兄姐妹，这个福音很难传。
So brothers and sisters, this gospel is difficult
to share. 为什么呢？这些人 cannot handle the truth. 他们不能够面对真理。
Because these people cannot handle the truth.
所以我们要知道，当保罗传讲这个福音的时候，保罗在哪里传讲这个福音呢？
So as Paul was preaching such a gospel, where was he?
他应该是在安提奥。
He was at Antioch.
当他传讲这个福音的时候呢，有很多人好像听起来好像很爱听他讲。
And as he preached the gospel, it seemed like many people liked to hear it.
你看，我们回去看，使徒行传十三章，保罗传讲之后呢。众人就告诉他，下一个安息日你再来了，再讲给我们听了。
So let's come back to Acts chapter 13, and the people actually wanted Paul and Barnabas to come back in the next Sabbath day and to preach to them.
那么保罗就很开心了，因为好多人跟从他。第四十三节说，他就向他们讲到了，劝他们要在主里面恒久忍耐。
And verse 43.Paul actually told them that they are to continue in the grace of God.
所以这边我们听到保罗所传讲他们的反应呢，第一个呢就是接受真理的道。
And we find that these people, after they heard Paul, was receiving the message.
他们很开心。
They were joyful.
但是呢，过了下个星期呢，主在另外一个主日来的时候，他去讲的时候呢，你看第四十四节，到下安息日，赫城的人几乎都来了，要听神的道。犹太人看见了，就满心嫉妒，应过保罗所说的，并且毁谤他。
And verse 44 tells us about the next Sabbath day, when almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowd, they were filled with jealousy and began to contradict what was spoken by Paul, reviling him.
他这边讲到应过就是 contradict， 就是反对保罗。
So they were contradicting Paul.
所以他们在拒绝真理的道。
Therefore, they were now rejecting the message.
不但是反对保罗，而且还有毁谤他。
Not only did they contradict Paul, but they reviled him.
意思是说，讲一些不实在的话来控告他。
In other words, they were saying things that were not true about Paul, and they were slandering him.
所以我们要问一个问题：保罗遇到这么大的 这个抵挡保罗怎么样来处理这样的这个抵挡。
So the question we should ask is, how did Paul handle such a great opposition?
我们今天要传讲的福音很难传。
The gospel is very difficult to preach today.
我们要传讲福音，我们要告诉他你是一个罪人，怎么讲呢？
When you want to preach the gospel, you want to tell the person that he is a sinner, how are you going to approach the subject?
你跟你的妈妈，妈妈，你是 sinner, 你是罪人，悔改吧。
And if you tell your mom, mom, you are a sinner, repent.
你去跟你的校长讲，校长，你是罪人，悔改吧。
And if you preach to your principal in the school, principal, you are a sinner, repent.
所以怎么传呢？如果他们不听，你应该怎么做呢？
How do we preach this? And if they refuse to listen, what are we to do?
所以今天的教会就改变策略。
So many churches change their strategy.
所以如果他们不听呢，我们改变方法。
And if the people refuse to listen, let us change our method.
我们来教会的人，你听到教会什么？你们教会很慢的，很闷的，全部坐在那边，然后你讲一本书，讲一张一张的讲，很闷的。
And they say that it is boring to preach through the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and having the people sit through such a boring sermon.
而且你们讲的太深了，我们听不懂。
And your preaching is too deep, we do not understand.
所以我们应该怎么做呢？
So what shall we do?
我们来娱乐娱乐。
Let's have entertainment.
让我们来表演魔术。
And let's have magic show.
让我们来演话剧。
Let's have drama.
你看到吗？现在如果要使到兴趣的话，你们整天听我讲很闷，上课很闷，学校还不够，还要礼拜天还要唱歌一次啊。
And the people say that, you know, we've been going to school all week and it's already so boring. How are we to withstand yet another lesson on Sunday?
所以不要 preach to me. 你像我讲耶稣又在讲耶稣，哇，太难了。
So don't preach to me.
所以怎么样呢？来演话剧啊，这个就最好了啊。
So let's have drama and skit.
那头发要做高一点。
And let's have a great hairdo.
一边是红色，一边是蓝色。
And with one side red and the other side blue.
所以就变成大家来哇，大家现在的这个教会就很多节目吸引很多人来。
So the church is filled with programs and attract the multitude.
当我们这样做的时候，请问这些人来的人当然很好吗？因为现在不但他来，而且现在还有很多名人，他请了很多名人来吸引很多人来，对不对？
And so they attract the multitudes, and they also invite a lot of famous celebrities.
人不会来看视频的，对不对？
People will not come and look at 视频。
他一定要看那些大人物、那些明星等等的，对不对？
And they want to come and they want to see celebrities.
所以就吸引了很多人来。
So they have celebrities to attract the multitudes.
请问这个方法有效吗？
Is this method effective?
当然有效。
Of course.
你看教会这么大，越来越多教会，两万人、五万人，越来越多人，还没有效？有效，哪里没有效？
Look at the mega churches who boast of 10,000, 20,000, and 50,000 members. Of course, that's effective.
我讲两万、三万，我们用那个 mega churches 他讲的。
I didn't use the word mega church. He said that.
所以你会发现，这些用这种方法呢，吸引很多人，对不对？
So using such methods, they are very attractive to the multitudes.
那么我们讲的很难听。
And what we say is difficult to accept.
很深。
It's difficult.
这样我们就减轻一点。
So let's make it easier.
变成 easy believism. 意思说越讲他们能够接受的东西。
And it becomes an easy believism.
你信耶稣了，你有得好处。
Believe in Jesus and have benefit.
信耶稣了，你得医治。
Believe in Jesus, you'll be healed.
你这样讲了，大家都好好啊，好啊，好啊。
And everyone is applauding such a message.
所以你会发现，当你这样讲的时候呢，众人，你不但是改变方法 ，you change the method, you change the message also. 你把那个内容改变了。
So not only did these people change the method, they also changed the message.
所以那个内容已经改变了，让他们能够接受。
And the content of the gospel has been changed to become more palatable.
当我们这样改变之后呢，请问你是不是传讲原来主耶稣所传讲的那个福音呢？
And when we change the message, then the question is, are we still preaching the original gospel that Jesus preached?
我们已经开始不讲耶稣所传讲的福音，我们现在传讲是另外一个福音。
And we are deviating from the gospel of Jesus Christ to preach another gospel.
我们很盼望我们改变方法，我们改变内容的人就可以来选择耶稣。
And after changing the methods and the message, people would come and they would accept Jesus.
让我问你一个很重要的问题，我们人有没有自由？
Let me ask you a very important question. Does men have freedom?
我们有没有自由选择耶稣？我要选择还是不要选择？你讲自由我不选择，你讲耶稣来 bless me， 耶稣祝福我们，给我们这么多有钱，我信。你有没有选择的权利？
Do we have the right to choose Jesus? And if someone were to preach a gospel of repentance, you think it is not nice and you reject that, but someone preach Jesus will bless you and you choose to believe that.
如果我们自己的思想，我可以决定要信还是不要信，是我决定，还不是你决定。
So, it is my decision whether to believe or not, not yours.
就因为这个呢，教会认为，哇，你们决定，所以我们就要做很多方法吸引你们来，而且要讲很多东西，盼望你们接受或者骗你们接受。
And since the choice lies in you, the church decides that let us change the message to attract your attention so that you will make the choice.
所以请问我们有没有权柄或者我们有自由来选择要不要信耶稣？
We have the freedom to choose Jesus.
让我们看一段经文。
Let us look at a passage.
你看约翰十五章十六节说，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选了你们。
John 15:16, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you."
主耶稣说，你不要搞错了，不是你选择我，是我选择你。
Jesus said, "Do not be mistaken. You did not choose me. I chose you."
你说啊，这句话还不够清楚。
And you might say this is still not clear enough.
我让你看另外一节圣经，约翰六章十四节。
Let's look at another passage, John 6:44.
他说，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人什么。没有能到我这里来的。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
你看到 no one can， 没有人能够来。所以你说我要信耶稣是我决定，我要来就来，我不要来就不要来。主耶稣圣经的话说，没有人能来到耶稣面前，除非神已经吸引他，除非父已经吸引他。
And so you might say that I have the freedom to come and go as I wish. I have the freedom to choose to believe or not. But yet.Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father draws him."
我问你一个问题是，你有没有选择耶稣的自由？
So the question to ask is, do you have the freedom to choose Jesus?
你说有，圣经说没有。
You said yes, but the Bible says no.
哪一个对？
Who is right?
所以我们讲的是，你用人的思想还是用神的思想？
So that's why we ask, do you use a man-centered approach or God-centered approach?
你再看这节圣经。
Look at another verse.
约翰六章六十五节说，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。
And Jesus said again, no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father.
所以你看到这里，没有人能。没有人能到我这里来。
No one can come to me.
若不是蒙神的恩赐。
Unless it is granted him by the Father.
你说我们不是有自由吗？你们不是向我传福音，让我知道要信还是不要信？是的，我们劝你，这个是圣经告诉我们要传福音，然后劝你信。你能够信是因为神使你能够信。
And you might argue and ask, then why do you still preach to me and why do you still ask me to believe?Because this is what is taught in the Bible, that we are to come and to appeal to men to believe. But if God allows you to believe, you will.
所以这个福音是很难相信的。
So this gospel is difficult to believe.
我们不能够更改福音。
We cannot change the gospel.
但是呢，我们必须要传讲，不要改变方法，不要改变信息。我们要忠心的传讲，因为真正信主的人是神在他心里面已经动工，使到他能够信。
And therefore, we should neither change our methods nor our message, because if a person believes, it is because God is working in his heart to believe.
而且所有信的人呢，凡是神所赐的都会相信。
And all that the Father gives me will come to me, said Jesus.
你看约翰六章说，凡我父赐给我的人，必到我这里来。
And all those that the Father gives to Jesus will go to him.
信主的人就是父神给主耶稣的人，这些人他一定会信。
Believers are those whom the Father has given to Jesus, and these people would definitely believe.
如果我们的神学是正确的话，
if our theology is right,
人信主不是靠方法。
A man comes to believe in the Lord not by methodologies,
不是靠我们引诱他们、吸引他们。
And it is not dependent on how we attract them.
是靠圣灵在他身上的工作。
But it is dependent on the work of the Holy Spirit in him.
所以我们就不要用这些方法，不要依靠这些方法。
Therefore, we should not depend on methods.
我们要多多的祷告。
We should be praying.
当我们祷告，神听我们的祷告，我们传福音，那个人信，是因为神已经在他身上工作。
And when we pray often, then when we preach the gospel to someone and the person believes, it is because God has worked in his heart.
今天很多教会说要做 seeker friendly， 我们要对这些寻求神的人啊，比较让他们比较容易明白。
Many churches today say that they ought to become seeker friendly churches.
但是呢，你知道今天呢，Rick Warren 的教会是。最出名的就是 Rick Warren 教会，他是 seeker friendly， 就是他很对那些寻道者呢非常的友善。
And one of the most famous churches in the United States would be Rick Warren's church, that is actually a seeker friendly church.
但是我要告诉你 ，Rick Warren 是跟 Bill Hybels 学的。
And Rick Warren learned that from Bill Hybels.
Bill Hybels 呢的教会呢，比 Rick Warren 更早已经开始做这个。
And Rick Hybels church actually started doing this before Rick Warren.
但是呢，他们在过去几年里面发现呢，越来这个人数越来越多，到后来呢，现在发现另外一个现象，越来越少人要参加这个这个大型教会。
But now the phenomenon is in the opposite direction, and more people are not interested to join a big church.
你有没有注意到，在美国呢，这个大型教会呢的人越来越少了？他们已经不是这个不是一直不是往上走，现在开始往下坡了。
In the United States, all these mega churches attendance is on the decline.
因为什么呢？因为这些人来的时候呢，他觉得心里很空虚。
Because all these people, they come with emptiness in their hearts.
所以 Bill Hybels 就找人来研究，然后出了一本书，叫做 "We Were Wrong"， 我们错了。
And so Bill Hybels got people to come to do a study, and after that he published a book, which is entitled "We Were Wrong."
那么他说为什么错呢？因为这些人来呢，他看到很多人表演，他们很喜欢，但是呢，没有灵命的造就。
Because all these people come, they are entertained by all the programs.But there is no spiritual growth.
那么他们看到里面呢，很多人有没有享受到他们所讲的这些娱乐？有，他们也很专业的。
Of course, they are being entertained because all these are professionals.
但是心灵非常空虚。
But yet their hearts are full of emptiness.
所以他们感觉到现在我们要讲圣经了。
And so they realize that we need to return to preach the Bible.
但是今天呢，我们还是很多人说，哇，我们要改变方法，我们要改变这些策略，要吸引很多人来。
But yet there are still many people who say that we must change our methods and message to attract people.
如果人来是因为娱乐，终究因为你的娱乐他会离开。
But if people come because of your entertainment, in the end they will leave because of your entertainment.
所以我们要知道，我们传福音呢，不是在于娱乐。
So when we preach the gospel, we should not have entertainment.
因为我们每一个人呢，圣经里面讲是死在罪恶过犯当中，而且我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，是神的工作，不是我们人的工作。
Because the Bible tells us that we were all dead in our sins, and it is by grace that you have been saved. This is not your own doing; it is the gift of God.
所以这个很重要的是看到呢，一个人怎么样信主。
So, very importantly, you must see how a person believes in God.
这段圣经就告诉我们人怎么信主。你再看一次。
And if we come to this passage again, this passage tells us how a person comes to believe.
你看第四十八节。
Look at verse 48.
或许我从第四十六节开始讲吧。
Let's start from verse 46.
保罗和巴拿巴方长说，神的召先讲给你们，原是应当的，只是你们弃绝。你看到什么？是犹太人弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生。我们就转向外邦人。四十七节，因为主曾这样吩咐我们说，我们已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩之道地极。外邦人听见这话就欢喜，赞美神的道。你看下面这一句话。凡预定得 永生的人都信了。
Acts 13:46, and Paul and Barnabas spoke up boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you, since you thrust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed.
什么叫 appointed?
What's the meaning of being appointed?
这边预定得永生，预定是什么意思？
What's the meaning to be appointed to eternal life?
所以这里就讲到神有拣选。
And this is telling us about God's election.
神拣选一些人。
God has elected some people.
那些人得救都是因为神已经拣选，而且呢，神使到他们在心里面开窍，使他们明白真道。
And those who believe are those whom God has already elected, and God would illumine their hearts to help them see the truth.
一个人不是因为他自己聪明，不是因为你吸引他，他才信。
A person would not believe simply because he is intelligent or he was attracted by you.
一个人信是因为神在他身上已经开始做工。
A person will only believe because God is working in his life.
所以他内心里面感觉到他要需要神。
And in his heart, he realized that he needs God.
所以呢，他就必须要，他才会有，他也才会有这个反应。
And therefore, he would have the right response.
所以我们发现到一件事情，请问你怎么样传福音？
So how then should you share the gospel?
是不是我们要用很多娱乐的节目呢？
Do we use entertainment?
不是的，我们要传讲纯正的道理。
No, we need to preach the pure truth.
如果有传讲纯正的道理，神自己会动工，那个人听见纯的道理，他就会悔改。
If you preach the pure truth, God will work in a person's heart and make him believe.
所以他要求我们的是什么呢？是忠心。
And God requires that his stewards be faithful.
所以他说所求管家是什么呢？是要有忠心。
So it is written, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful.
我们不能够改变福音的内容。
We cannot change the message of the gospel.
我们不能够改变福音的内容来迎合别人的需要。
We should not change the message of the gospel to cater to people's needs.
我们不能够减轻，我们不能篡改，我们不能够改变这个信息。
We cannot cut or change the message.
所以我们要忠心的传讲，如果神拣选他，他自然会有反应。
We must be faithful to preach, and if he is indeed the elect of God, he will naturally have response.
当我们传讲神的信息呢，自然有人信主。
And when we preach the message of God, there will be people who believe.
属神的人自然会信主。
Those who belong to God will believe.
当然，也有一些人不信主。
Of course, there will be those who reject.
不信主的人是他们弃绝这个真理。
And those who do not believe is because they thrust it aside.
或者有时候有一些英文翻译成 reject.
Other translations tell us that they rejected.
所以是刻意的不要去信。
In other words, they intentionally decide not to believe.
所以这些人呢，他们不愿意信，所以他们不能够得救。
So because they are unwilling to believe, therefore they are not saved.
所以你传讲福音的时候呢，不要用各种方法，你要忠心神的话。
So when you preach the gospel, do not engage different methods, just be faithful to God's word.
自然有些人属主的人会信。
And naturally, those who belong to God will believe.
不属主的人就会拒绝。
Those who do not belong to Him will reject.
当你传讲的时候，当人家不信的时候，你很失望。
And when you preach the gospel and the people reject, you might be disappointed.
但是我要告诉你，保罗传讲也是有人不信。
But let me tell you, even when Paul preached, there were those who reject.
但是主耶稣传讲的时候呢？
How about when the Lord Jesus preached?
还是很多人不信。
Many people rejected.
所以你不要失望。
So do not be disappointed.
主耶稣传讲他不信，何况是我。
If they even reject the Lord Jesus' preaching, what more would they reject mine?
要求我们忠心。
God only requires that we be faithful.
神从来没有告诉我，我给你一个数字，你这间教会要多少人才算成功，从来没有。
God has never given us any number to be counted as successful.
所以你忠心的传讲，有些人接受，有些人不接受。
So when you preach faithfully, some receive, some reject.
他们不但不接受。
Not only do they reject.
他甚至把那个传讲的人推掉。
And not only do they reject the message, they reject the messengers.
盼望我不会被这个讲台被推下来。
And I hope that you all will not reject this pulpit and me.
但是保罗却被他们推被他们拒绝了。
But yet Paul was rejected.
你看第五十节。
Look at verse 50.
他说：“但犹太人挑唆前进尊贵的妇女。”和城内有名望的人逼迫保罗、巴拿巴，将他们赶出境外。
But the Jews incited the devout women of high standing and the leading men of the city, stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and drove them out of their district.
然后二人对着众人跺下脚上的尘土，就往以哥念去。
But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and went to Iconium.
所以你传讲耶稣的福音的时候，注意一件事，可能他们不但是拒绝你，可能他不但拒绝你的信息，他可能也拒绝你，把你赶出去。
So when you preach the gospel of Christ, you want to take notice that not only might they reject your message, they might throw you out.
啊，我有这个经验。
I have such an experience.
我有一次在。宁波在上海，在中国宁波，在上海，南边有一个城市，宁波相当大，相当好的城市。
And there was once I was preaching in Ningbo, a city in China.
我在讲到一半，他们开始对骂。
And as I was preaching halfway, two groups of people started arguing.
那么开始有人围着我了。
And there was a group of people who surrounded me.
他说他讲错，他不是属神的人，就开始打起来了。
And there was a group who accused me of preaching heresy and not belonging to God, and they got into a fight.
那么另外一组人就马上保护我，围绕着啊，没有，不可以，这个 very interesting.
And there was another group of people who surrounded me to protect me, so it was an interesting ordeal.
哇，他们骂得很厉害，我不知道发生什么事情，原来我才是主角。
And they were fighting. I did not know what was going on, not knowing that I was actually the cause of it.
有时候我们当作理所当然的真理，对他们来讲是新鲜的。
Sometimes the truth that we take for granted to them is news.
那么这一次，两个礼拜前我在哈尔滨，忘记在哪里了。
Two weeks ago, I was preaching at 哈尔滨。
差一点这个现象要出现。
And I almost experienced the same thing again.
啊，但是他们负责的人站起来说，啊，我们换话题。
But the person in charge stood up and said, "Let's change the subject."
啊，所以有时候呢，当你传真正的讲神的话的时候呢，有时候人家误解。
And when you preach the truth of God's word, sometimes people might misunderstand it.
当我们误解的时候，请问？我们继续传讲神的话，还是改变神的话呢？
And when people misunderstand the message, do we continue preaching that same message or do we change the message?
保罗没有改变神的话。
Paul did not change the message.
啊，他保罗是怎么脱下鞋子，跺下他的这个脚上的尘土就走了。
And Paul simply shook off the dust from their feet and they left.
这个什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你知道犹太人呢，他们在走过外邦人的地方，当他回到犹太地的时候呢，他再把他的鞋子敲一下，把这个尘土弄干净，就好像你进门的时候呢，擦一擦那个这个地板，不要把那个尘土带进家里来的意思。
The Jews have a practice when they actually went to the Gentile land before they step back into the land of Israel, they will take off their shoes and they will knock the dust off. It's just like how we might knock the dust off our shoes before we enter our house in order not to bring any dirt in.
所以他们认为这个犹太教，这个犹太人的地方是圣洁的，外邦是不圣洁，不要把这些东西带进来。
And the reason they did that was they regarded their own land as holy and the Gentile land as unholy, so they do not want to bring unholy dust into their own land.
他的意思是说，我把话语讲清楚了。你不不信，你们自己负责。我不要把这种这个罪不在我，已经我不把这些东西带回来。
So when Paul did that, what he's saying is, I have already made myself clear, And you are accountable for your own sin. I'm not going to carry your sin with me.
你们自己面对神的审判。
You will face God's judgment.
所以我们怎么样面对？当我们传讲福音的时候，你要准备一件事情，我们一定会面对一些困难。
So when you preach the gospel, you must be prepared to face difficulty.
你的心态是说，当我们在末世的人呢，我们传，我们立志是在耶稣里过近前度日都要受逼迫，所以逼迫不要觉得奇怪，这是很自然的。
And you must understand that all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. That is natural. Do not be surprised.
你说没有啊，我信耶稣都没有受逼迫。
And you might say, I have faith in Jesus, but I'm not persecuted.
那是你不够认真，你认真的遵守耶稣的话，我看你受逼迫。
That's because you are not serious in obeying God's word. If you are serious in obeying God's word,I'm sure you will face persecution.
因为这些圣经说，你立志在耶稣基督里近前度日的人就会受逼迫。
Because this passage tells us that all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
另外呢，圣经里面也讲到说，如果我们有这个心智过受苦的生活呢，把这个当作兵器呢，我们就是以罪断绝了。
And another passage tells us that.If you arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, which is to suffer in the flesh, then you have ceased from sin.
不要怕受苦。
Do not worry about suffering.
如果肯受苦，我知道我已经跟罪断绝了。
If you are willing to suffer, then you know that you have ceased from sin.
我向你挑战，这一节经文呢，在这些seeker friendly 这些对寻道者友善，有没有讲过这些圣经？
And let me give you a challenge. You will not find this passage being preached in a seeker-friendly church. They will not tell you that you must suffer for Christ.
但是你圣经里面很清楚说，主已经给我们做了榜样。
But the Bible is clear that the Lord has set us an example.
他说了，如果你为基督的名受辱骂，是有福的，因为神的灵常住在你的身上。
If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
再给你看多一段经文，彼得前书二章二十节是，他说：“你们若行善受苦能忍耐，这是神看来是个喜悦的。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，你跟着他的脚中行。”
And another passage in 1 Peter 2:20.But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps.
所以我们看到保罗在这个地方传讲纯正的福音。
So we saw how Paul preached the pure gospel in this place.
啊，有些人信主。
Some people believed.
有些人拒绝这个他的信息。
Some people rejected the message.
不但拒绝他的信息，而且拒绝他的人。
Some did not just reject the message, but they also rejected the messengers.
像我们保罗要怎么做呢？
And what did Paul do?
他坚持传讲这个福音。
He persisted in preaching this gospel.
因为他知道神所要求管家的就是忠心。
Because he knows that God requires a steward to be faithful.
我们只是把纯正的福音传讲的清楚，一切神自己负责。
We just need to preach the pure gospel clearly, and the rest is with God.
如果我们的救恩论是对的话呢，我们知道不需要改变方法，也不需要改变内容。因为得救在乎神，不在乎我们的方法跟我们的行为。
If our soteriology is correct, then we will know that salvation is of the Lord and not of humans.
所以我们盼望大家严格、认真看待什么是福音。
So we will hope that all of you will be serious in your treatment of the gospel.
如果我们传讲一个错误的福音。
If we preach the wrong gospel,
我们害这些人下地狱。
We are leading people to hell.
这个是一个很严重的指责。
And this is a serious charge.
所以我们要很认真的把纯正的福音讲得清楚。
So we must be serious in preaching the true gospel.
使到每一个人都因着信耶稣能够得救。
So that everyone might believe in Jesus and be saved.
让我们来唱一首诗歌，在334首。
Let us sing a song.
我爱传讲主的福音。
From your hymns of praise, hymn number 334. I love to tell the story.